judged by their position that they were Guinea men with a cargo of slaves from West Africa, not pirates. The sailors' relief was short-lived. In the space of an afternoon, the sun dulled, then vanished behind grey clouds. The sea grew rough. The gentle blue swell became rising grey waves tipped with white foam. The wind blew harder. The sailors hurried to reef the sails, knowing what would come. By nightfall, a fierce gale lashed and tore at the reefed sails, and larger waves battered the Betsy Wisdom, now plunging up and down through high mountains and deep caverns of angry water, her timbers creaking and groaning above the howling wind, until it seemed certain they would burst apart. But pitching and shuddering, waves crashing over the bow, the ship miraculously stayed intact and held its course, driven on by the only force stronger than the elements, human greed. The terrified passengers suffered and prayed. A peer's daughter and her lady companion had the luxury of being wretchedly seasick in the privacy of a tiny damp cubicle of a cabin, where the two women struggled to brace themselves together in a narrow wooden bunk to keep from being thrown about like rag dolls with the violent pitch and heave of the ship. They clutched handkerchiefs soaked in lavender.